Police in Miami Beach, Florida, enforced a new curfew Saturday night.
We're hoping that by closing earlier, it actually tones down the party and it'll allow these folks to go home, go back to their hotels, wherever they're staying, and possibly keep everyone else around them, everyone else in our city, safe.
Representative Donna Shalala, who represents Miami Beach in Congress, is calling for even tougher action to stop the spread.
And it's totally out of control. We need to close down in Florida. We've asked the governor to do that, and we've even asked him to do the simplest thing, and that is to require masks for everyone. He has not done that.
Climbing case numbers have forced other governors who once resisted mask mandates to put them in place.
We did take the further step of instituting a statewide mask mandate. Not something I wanted to do, but it's something everybody can do to relieve the pressure on our hospitals to give us a hope to bring down those cases.
President Donald Trump says he's not ordering mask wearing nationwide. In an exclusive interview on Fox News Sunday, he cited contradictory advice on masks issued during the early days of the pandemic.
Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems too. With that being said, I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good. But I leave it up to the governors.
To deal with the economic consequences of the virus, Congress is expected this week to work on another coronavirus stimulus package. Lawmakers are under pressure to act quickly because their August recess is approaching. Marcus Harton, VOA News, Washington.